Hi, with me today is Ryan. Ryan is 20 years old, and he has been diagnosed with manic depressive and perhaps with some ADD problem for about 5 years. Why don't I let Ryan tell us the story? When did you start having the problems?
I first noticed it when I was about 15. I was just not as happy, not as energetic as I felt like I should be. And at 16, I went in to see a psychiatrist. And my first visit, he diagnosed me as depressed, and I was prescribed Prozac. And, I took that for about 3 months. And
did it help you?
No, it didn't do anything.
Yeah, it didn't, okay.
If I noticed anything, it got me more needing some sort of drug or something.
Yes.
To make me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and after that, I pretty much got put on every antidepressant, just about. I mean, they tried everything.
Paxil.
From Paxil to Effexor to Wellbutrin. And then they started doing the ADD stuff, which was concentration, because I was not doing well in school.
So you had a problem with concentration?
Yeah.
Were you hyperactive?
No, I was never hyperactive.
Just concentration, yeah.
Yeah, and...
Like, what do you mean by no concentration?
I just get sidetracked easily, trying to stay focused on something, anything around me in my environment that could take my mind off of it would. With homework or whatever, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't sit down and do it. So, they tested me for ADD, and it never came out as they didn't diagnose it, but with my symptoms, they thought it'd be a good idea to try me on the medication. So.
And what did they try?
They tried Ritalin first.
How did that help you?
No, it made me feel more depressed. It's pretty much like speed, right? So it's kind of what I felt like.
Exactly.
When I was on it, I would feel it for about a half hour, it'd go away, and I'd be super depressed again. And it wouldn't help any with the concentration. And so they decided, maybe dextrin would be a good idea.
Yes.
And same thing, didn't help. It just made me feel nuts, really. And like I was on, I kind of felt like a drug addict, actually.
It's all the thing they gave to you. They don't understand legal drug and illegal drugs. There's no difference in the toxicity. Just because you arbitrarily say, we can legalize this, doesn't change your chemical character.
Yeah. Mm. I got to the point where I was on 4 or 5 medications at a time.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot for a young kid.
Yeah, and it got to the point where I wasn't feeling any better, and I began to question my personality, if it was actually mine. I began to question my feelings, if they were actually mine or if they were just drug-induced,
That's a very, very... wise remark. Your mind not getting through your body. That's why you're feeling this way, and the drug make it separate even more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it got to the point where.
So what else did they try then?
They tried
psychotherapy.
They tried the psychotherapy where I would just talk, and I never really saw much point in that.
It didn't help you at all.
No, it didn't help at all.
How long do you try that?
I tried it. I did it along with the medication for about 3 years.
Yes.
Your
mom recently wrote me a letter saying how expensive, tens of thousands of dollars, has been, and seeing a loved one go deeper and deeper into trouble, and it was very, frustrated, to say the least.
Every year it seemed to get more expensive, and... I seemed to be getting worse, which was hard on everybody who was concerned, and got to the point where I would just not I couldn't take it anymore. I got to the point where I was feeling so sick and so under the influence of all this medication where I didn't know who I was. And finally, just one day, I said, I'm not going back to these guys. Hmm. They're not doing anything.
But were you still taking the drugs?
I still was.
Why? They're not helping you.
For mainly, the main reason was because coming off of them all at once, stopping them would make me, withrawals. It's like
very good,
withdrawing from any type of drug.
Very good, yeah.
And I'd had those symptoms before trying to change medicine.
Mm.
And at the time, I was on three, I think I was on Effexor. I was on Klonopin for anxiety. I was on Dexedrine for energy and concentration. And Trazodone to sleep.
And none of them helped.
No, none of them helped. And together they were just horrible. You know? And
they're making the doctors more rich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And very expensive.
So how did you finally end up coming to us?
My mother came for a while, and she
was my patient. Yeah.
Yeah. She talked about how it helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I always knew there was just something else out there. Like,
that's very smart of you. A young kid don't usually think this way.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends think it's really strange, but,
but they're stupid. You're smarter.
Yeah.
Okay, you first came on the November the 10th, okay, and then the 17th, and right on the first time after the first treatment, you said you did have some relief. Do you recall exactly how you feel, what kind of improvement or relief that you mark here? You recall what happened after the first treatment?
I remember being able to place my depression, whereas before I would feel depressed and hopeless, and it would just overcome me, and I couldn't place it as an actual feeling.
Oh.
And
you were still depressed after the first treatment.
Yeah, but I could place it as, it was more of a feeling of hopelessness. I could understand where it was coming from rather than just being completely floored by depression.
Mm.
And
when do you start feeling a lot better?
After about the second week, I noticed a lot.
Oh, that's good.
A lot of energy.
Yes. Second week is one, two, three, or four treatments later.
Yeah, and that's when I stopped the medication completely.
Yes.
And I stopped it at once, whereas, they tell you to slowly come off of it. And I stopped it just one day altogether. And surprisingly, I didn't feel any of the withdrawal symptoms.
I want, for your benefit and for those who are listening, the benefit of those who are listening with my treatment, okay, we're connecting the healing force from your mind to your body. You can stop all the medication at once. And most of the time, you won't have any withdrawal symptoms if you have is a little bit only. I have a lady that was taking 20 some different medications, 350 milligram morphine, 120 milligram of methadone, asthma medication, seizure medication, clonopin, and ulcer medication from the drug that you're taking. Okay, she had three back surgeries that failed. The first time I stopped all her medication except the methadone, which I dropped from 120 to 60 milligram, she had no problem. That sounds too incredible, but that's because we are not used to this energy concept, how the mind actually heals the body. But anyway, can you tell us how you feel now compared to how you felt first time you were here?
I feel like I don't even know the person that came in at first.
That's very good. Way to describe it.
I feel like I know myself, and I know my feelings, and I know the way that I'm thinking is real, opposed to being under the influence of the drugs and not knowing if my well-being and how my thoughts were, if those were actually mine. And now it's a great feeling to know that I'm off of everything, feeling better than I ever have before.
Are you still depressed?
I'm still depressed a little bit.
But there are times that you are not depressed, aren't you?
But there are times, a lot more times, where I'm not. Whereas before, it was pretty much constant.
Yes.
Which is the greatest feeling.
Yes.
I mean, it's been 5 years kind of in a cloud. And now I feel as though, you know, I'm stepping out of it.
Very good. How about your concentration?
Oh, my concentration is a lot better.
And you're not on medication?
With no medication.
Since December, now it's February.
Yeah.
Since middle part of December, or early part, early part of December, because it came in last part of November. I just want to let you know about how many treatments you have so far. You have eight NBE treatment, and two acupuncture treatment, which I was not involved. But one of the most important things that you're just getting into the supplement I gave you. And that is very, very helpful. So even without the supplements, you already improved so much.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine. So we sometime later in a couple of months, we'll interview you, and you'll see you'll be so much better. Yes. How about energy-wise? You have fatigue, you have pains, you have low back pain, headaches, energy. So how about those?
Yeah, my back pain is pretty much gone altogether. I don't notice it. I used to get headaches a lot. I never knew why. And I can't remember having a headache ever since I came in.
That's good.
Which is great. So,
how about energy?
My energy is higher than I've ever remembered it. I used to have trouble getting up in the mornings, and now, as soon as I wake up, I get out of bed, shower, and I'm ready to go for the day. And it keeps going throughout. You know, I used to need to take naps around like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Like every day I would do that. I would feel the need to do that, and now I could never do that. You know, I try to lay down, and it's like, yeah.
I think
and there's too much to do. I feel like there's so much stuff that I can do now, whereas before I was just I was just feeling so bad that I was missing out on a lot of life.
Yes.
And it's great.
So you're thinking about going to college and your photography career?
Yeah,
that's good. Listen, we'll update you on another interview in about 2 months. And I know with the supplement, I know how much it helped me, and I know how much it's going to help you. You'll be big, big different from today, and a lot more normal, like I say, than your peer.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I really want to comment on you is that you're very, very disciplined for your age. Okay, you don't mind about the shot. And you listen about the nutrition that I tell you, that's very, very important. If you are not cooperating on those, your improvement would not be as fast or dramatic. So give yourself some credit. Yeah. But anyway, so we'll do another interview maybe a couple months later and update on your progress.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Sounds good.
Yes.